Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Three states that would be affected by a proposed 6 cents per gallon tax on fuel exported from Washington state are pushing back on the plan and threatening to retaliate if signed into law. The tax, part of a $16.8 billion transportation revenue package that cleared the Washington state Senate and is working its way through the state House, is projected to raise about $2 billion over the course of 16 years. The Seattle Times, however, reports lawmakers from Alaska, Oregon, and Idaho are strongly opposed to the move and making their feelings known through resolutions, calls, and op-eds. For example, Republican Representative Kevin McCabe here in Alaska is proposing a set of retaliatory taxes if Washington's goes into effect.
To that end, today I am in the process of putting forth two bills, one which will be a 6 cent per pound tax over the landing tax on fish that are landed in Alaska by any boats, and then boats that are stationed in Alaska, or not stationed but are owned by Alaskans and are home ported in Alaska, could apply for a credit. And the other one would be a 6 cent per foot tax on any boat that moors or anchors in Alaska harbors while they are loading or offloading their fish. And the same sort of thing would apply. It would apply to boats, all boats, but boats that are based in Alaska could apply for a credit. Boats that are from Alaska, home ported in Alaska, whose major owners are Alaska residents.
In addition, he announced a $15 per barrel surcharge on crude oil sent to Washington for refining. Alaska is the second most petroleum-dependent state in the country, behind only Hawaii, and exports much of its crude oil. Details on this entire story, RadioKenai.com. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV. Soldotna's Tuckerman Babcock filed his letter of intent to run for Alaska's State Senate District D seat, currently held by incumbent Senate President Peter Michicki. Babcock formerly served as the chairman of the Alaska Republican Party, as well as having previously served as chief of staff for Governor Mike Dunleavy. Babcock told KSRM of the importance of going to high school with Tom Begich, who is now the Senate Minority Leader.
It just goes to show, you know, it's a small state and you develop relationships and friendships, even if your politics are very, very different. And that's important for what I see in Juneau right now, which is so much deadlock and so much inability to move forward on a fiscal plan, move forward on a plan to preserve the dividend and fund the dividend in a predictable manner. And then my relationship with the governor and with other legislators, I just ended up, Christy and I, my wife, we just decided it was our duty and obligation to run for the state Senate.
Babcock says that he aims to earn the trust of prospective constituents on the Kenai Peninsula.
What I'm going to do is work hard to introduce myself to people and ask for their vote and earn their trust. One of the things I've helped many people, and I love helping people get involved in civic affairs and encouraging people to, because the challenge of self-government is very demanding. For 40 years, it's been something that's really driven me to be involved and to encourage other people to run. And I realize when you run, it's all about trust. And so reaching out to people and asking for their vote and campaigning, I'm not going to bank on anything. I will, of course, point out my experience and my knowledge of the system and of the people who are there now, and my motivation out of principle.
With ranked choice voting, all candidates running for a specific office run in the primary together. The top four vote-getters advance to the general election, then voters rank the candidates by their political preference. The Alaska Court of Appeals reversed a murder conviction of a Fairbanks man from 8 years ago. 45-year-old Chad Zerlo, accused of shooting and killing his landlord, Stephen Corcoran, when the man came into his home uninvited and intoxicated. A two-judge panel determined the state prosecutor in the case withheld key evidence that may have proven Zerlo acted in self-defense. The state prosecutor's office has yet to determine if they will seek a second trial.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.